Keeping up appearances is of prime importance in 21st century America. We spend millions on personal care, cosmetics, and home improvement. We spend thousands of hours and huge amounts of emotional and intellectual energy on what others will see. We want ourselves to appear put together, calm, collected. We don't really want people to know what's happening in our lives beneath the surface. Yet here you and I are, this Sunday morning, drawn to worship the God who never lives merely on the surface. Here we are giving ourselves to the God who in Christ is not interested in keeping up appearances. Thousands of years ago, it's a typical Saturday morning for Jewish folk. There's a mother and a father who are having a hard time getting their teenager out of bed to come to worship. There is a man who has an extremely busy week ahead of him. And he comes to the synagogue looking for a little respite before the hard work endures. There's a single woman who isn't even sure if she believes in God after what she's experienced, but she knows she needs to get out of bed with others. She knows she needs to get out of bed and go to the synagogue to be with others in community. They all come to the synagogue for worship thinking it will be just another ordinary Saturday. The greeters ask them how they are, and they politely smile and say, "Good, good, I'm doing fine," and scurry in to find a seat as soon as possible. And somehow, someone who seems a little off, a little not calm, cool, and collected, comes into the synagogue while Jesus is teaching, and in the middle of his sermon, this man stands up and cries, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus the teacher, Jesus the preacher, Jesus the healer, does not run away. He does not pretend like this man in his pain did not exist. He doesn't even ask for the man to take a seat so that he can continue his teaching. Instead, Jesus orders the unclean spirit to be silent and come out of him. He tells that spirit, those destructive, alienating forces, to hit the road. And that release of that spirit from the man causes some pain, but ultimately he's restored to his right mind. And in a matter of moments, what was shadow is brought into light, what was hidden is made plain, what was diseased is well. You see, Jesus is about more than appearances. He's about the work of the kingdom of God being near. And so often for us to see that kingdom, we need to repent. We need to change our mind. And that changing comes when we are fully real about our lives. That changing comes when our demons come face to face with the living Christ. And all of us have metaphorical demons. Perhaps it's an old wound. Perhaps it's a deep-seated fear, maybe an addiction to a substance or even our job. Perhaps anxiety. All these destructive, alienating forces that can run our lives. We can be so possessed by them that we live in constant pain or fear or dread. And really, that's no way to live. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we cannot conquer these demons ourselves. and living as if they do not exist will do us absolutely no good. But what will do us good? What will help us become well is an encounter with the living Christ. No more hiding, no more pretending, no more living on the surface. You see, Jesus of Nazareth has everything to do with the unclean spirit in the man in the synagogue thousands of years ago. Jesus of Nazareth has everything to do with the destructive forces within us that possess us in ways we would rather not face. And Jesus of Nazareth has faced all the demons. He knows them just as much as he knows you and me. He was tempted with control in the wilderness and did not give in. He faced friends who betrayed him, and he did not leave them. He faced doubt even by his own family members. He faced violence again and again and again and never returned it. In Christ, through Christ, with Christ, God in essence says, you do not have to be scared of these destructive forces running your life anymore. They can talk, but together with me, they will not have the last word. They will not overtake you. For reality is greater than illusion. Understanding is greater than fear, and love is stronger than death. I must confess to you that I usually don't want Jesus to see those destructive forces within myself. I do not want to be open and honest about some of the intentions I have, the reasons for why I do what I do. For instance, I don't want to admit that how I relate to someone now may have everything to do with a hurt from years ago and nothing to do with that person. I don't want to admit that the fear of losing a particular kind of life is sometimes more important than listening to what God would have me do. And although I do not want Jesus to see my demons all the time, rarely in fact, I need my metaphorical demons to meet Jesus. I need my metaphorical demons to be seen and heard by God so that the living Christ can release them. I need my metaphorical demons to be seen and heard by God so that there can be more room in my heart, in my mind, in my life for the living Christ to unfold. And I really don't think there's a demon, there's a destructive force, there's a pain, there's a wound, there's a fear that God in Christ has not encountered. The living Christ can handle whatever you have to share. So there's no more need for hiding, no more need for pretending, no more need for living solely on the surface. In a few moments, we will share in Holy Communion. And the real presence of Christ will be there waiting for you. What would it be like if you let the pain, the fear, the destructive attachments within yourself cry out to the living Christ? What would it be like if you brought them with you to the Lord's table? From what do you need to be released in order to be made whole? Whatever that is, I encourage you to bring it with you. Bring all of you to this table, because Jesus will not punish us for being human. Jesus will not punish us for being broken. Jesus will not punish us if we are not calm, cool, and collected. Because Jesus is not interested in keeping up appearances. Jesus is interested in you. Jesus is interested in you and me being healed, being released from those destructive forces so that we can be Christ's body in the world. Nothing more and nothing less. And for that, thanks be to God. Amen.